It's a community-based event featuring films by and about people living in urban slums, screened in the open air. The Slum Film Festival allows filmmakers to show their work to residents of the areas where the stories take place. Robert Kodingo works with the foundation that trains budding filmmakers in Kibera, Nairobi's largest slum. He helped to organize the festival.
Slum Film Festival was just a platform for some of these local productions that are done by people from a disadvantaged population to give them a voice and enable them express what they do best.
Kibera filmmaker Max PV says that in her films, she shows there is more to slum life than violence and poverty.
This is because most people make the mistake of they hear slum and all they think is negative. They think guns and ammunition, people dying, children being beaten up, girls being raped. I mean, that's not really what the slum is all about.
Film production anywhere is complex. But filmmakers from the slums face special challenges. Budgets are small or non-existent. The lack of resources means filming is done on location instead of sets. Max says cooperation is key to making these films.
You find most young filmmakers come together and work together. So you find somebody has a camera somewhere, somebody has sound equipment somewhere. So you just come together and work on projects together. So, yeah.
Emma Phillips works in Nairobi. She came to Kibera for the first time to attend the festival.
You're actually getting an insight into something that you're standing in the middle of. So it's kind of like this non-obtrusive way of going into people's houses. It's not like a touristic thing.
American screenwriter Dwayne Johnson Cochran teaches a film workshop in Kibera. He says his students have the potential to write scripts that are just as interesting as some of those produced in Hollywood.
They come from an area that doesn't have a lot of money. And so the trials and tribulations of day-to-day life are in the stories they're writing.
Kodingo is pleased with this year's festival.
There is some great talent within the slums. And I think if we just keep pushing the right buttons, 5 years from now, we're gonna have some of the best films produced from Kenya, but with a concept that originated from Kibera slums or Mathare slums or any other slums within Kenya.
Organizers say the festival hosted more than 1,000 moviegoers over the week-long event. Jill Craig for VOA News, Nairobi.